This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends, on this Thursday, as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And indeed, this is Thursday. This is the last part of this sermon I just preached last weekend. It's entitled The 200 Million Man Army, Revelation chapter 9. It says, "Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar before God, saying to the sixth angel that had the trumpet, 'Release the four angels who were bound at the great river Euphrates.' So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, day, month, and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them." That's what we're looking at here this week. It's an astounding thing, isn't it? He heard the number. Think about it. Here's John up in heaven, and he sees this event going on, but he says, "I heard the number." See, someone told him the number. And at a time when there was hardly, from my studies, maybe 80 to 90 million people in the world, he hears the number that the army is 200 million. And I think, the Lord does this stuff deliberately. It's the same reason he spoke in parables. They said, "Why do you speak in parables?" He said, "I speak to them in parables so that hearing they will hear and not understand, or seeing they will see and not comprehend. For the heart of this people has grown dull." He did these things deliberately to whittle away everyone that didn't have faith. As I said the other day in this program, if you do not receive Jesus Christ before you see him, it's too late. Once you see him, it's all over. You got to believe and have faith in him before you see him. We look at Revelation 1:7. It said he's coming with the clouds and every eye will see him. And the response is everyone wails when they see him. Once you see him, it's too late. I invite you out to Ireland this weekend. We're in one of my all-time favorite chapters of this book and in the Bible, and that's chapter 11. So look at two witnesses, two mysterious men sent here to earth or appear on earth. Sent here, maybe they're already here. Maybe it's your Aunt Josephine, your Uncle Bobby. I don't know. I think it's Moses and Elijah, or I think it's Elijah and Enoch, the two people that have never died. And they will be preaching Jesus Christ for 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years. And the Bible says that they have the power to shut heaven, Revelation 11:7, so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Think about it. 3.5 years with no rain. Those of you like me that live here in Brevard County, you know how it is at the supermarket or in that dreaded Walmart when there's a hurricane coming. And you go down the aisles where there's water, or go into a store on Black Friday, you know how it is. Imagine how it's going to be with 3.5 years with no rain. That's what we're looking at this weekend. I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. The two witnesses, this is my sermon. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you on Sunday morning. Look for the podcast Sunday night at my website or Facebook page is WGOD Radio. Website is WGODRadio.com. Our church website, islandcommunitychurch.net. Here today is the last part of this message now, the 200 million man army. We're looking here at what the Bible calls the last trumpet. At the sounding, at the last trumpet, the angels proclaimed the mystery of God would be finished. So that's where we're going to end our program here today, on the last trumpet. The last trumpet, though, we won't see for another week or two, because that's going to take place starting in verse 14 of chapter 11. And I think this Sunday we're just going to look at the two witnesses. But a lot happens at the last trumpet. The Apostle Paul says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet." Here is the last part of this message now, the 200 million man army. He said, "Go and take that scroll out of his hand." So I went to the angel, saying to him, "Give me the scroll." And he said, "Take it and eat it. It'll make your stomach bitter, but it'll be sweet as honey in your mouth." So I took the scroll out of the angel's hand and ate it. And it was sweet as honey in my mouth. And when I ate it, my stomach was made bitter. Wow, the same thing happened to Ezekiel. You can read about that in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. Yeah, we got time. Let's turn there. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. The third of the major prophets, Isaiah, then Jeremiah, then Lamentations, then Ezekiel. It's right before Daniel. I'm going to keep reading. It's chapter 2, verse 8. God speaking. "But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." Now when I looked, there was a hand stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. So he spread it before me, and there was writing on the inside and the out, and the writing on it were lamentations and mourning and woe. That's why this is called Ezekiel's scroll of woe. He goes on, verse 1. "Moreover, he said to me, 'Son of man, eat what you find. Eat the scroll, and go and speak to the house of Israel.' So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll. And he said to me, 'Son of man.'" This is the only other person known as the Son of Man. We have Jesus and Ezekiel, the prophet. God himself calls him the Son of Man. "He said to me, 'Son of man, feed your belly. Fill your stomach with this scroll that I gave you.' So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness." What a connection. Now the last verse in this chapter, Revelation 10. "He said to me, 'You must prophesy again.'" That's the funny. It's the same thing he said to Ezekiel. "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, or languages, and kings." Now, just how this 90-year-old man was able to accomplish that, I do not know. But I would say that 2,000 years later, right here in this book, he's still accomplishing it. Right? Okay, the keys to today's sermon before we go. Five things. Number one, is John deliberately heard the size of the army at 200 million. This number caused countless thousands of fence sitters to fall away from the genuine true faith and become unbelievers. It's just the same reason that Jesus spoke in parables. He uses the real McCoy to make the fake ones fall away. It's the same reason why there's heretics in the church and in the pulpit. Did you know that? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Bible says this. It says, "There must be heresies among you so that those that are approved may be made manifest." They're deliberate. Heretics and heresies in the pulpit and the church are deliberate to get you to know and understand the truth and then kick out the
That's what the owner of the radio station used to say to me all the time when I pleaded with him to take these people off the radio. And he would say, unwittingly, he would say, bless his heart, maybe God uses them to sharpen the real believers. And the word of God backs that. There must be heresies among you so that those that are approved may be made manifest. God will shine the light on the real ones speaking the truth. Amen. Okay, so that was number one. John deliberately heard the size of the army. This number caused countless thousands of fence sitters to fall away from the faith. Sounds harsh. Take it up with him. Church without faith is impossible to please God. Number two, at the end of the age, drug use will be rampant. And people will refuse to stop taking them. Anybody surprised? If I preached this when Abraham Lincoln was alive, you'd call me crazy and throw me out of here. Not now. Not now. Jesus said, when you see all these things, recognize my return is near. We're seeing everything. Wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilence. People hating each other because of the name of Christ. Because lawlessness will increase. The love of many will grow cold. And Jesus said, when you see all these things going on at the same time, then you'll know. Revelation tells us you'll know it's time when there's 200 million men in an army on the other side of this water. That's how you'll know my return is near. And people addicted to pharmaceutical drugs and won't give them up. Not legitimate people that wrestle with something, but people that go like that and shake an angry fist at God is who he's talking about. Not people that wrestle with something for a backache or have been prescribed something by a doctor. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting high to get high. Everyone understand my distinction? People that break into your house and steal the drugs you got in the medicine cabinet and won't give up and won't give it up. Number three, fact. At the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. Right? That's what God says. Number four, fact. At the last trumpet, you and me and all of us will be changed. And number five, fact. The dead in Christ will rise on the last day. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
As your love sings a melody.